This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In addition to that new collective bargaining agreement, there's something else of note in the baseball world today. For the first time, the team from Cleveland is playing under the name Guardians. In the wake of the murder of George Floyd, Cleveland decided to change its name. It retired the team's Native American name and mascot, which were pretty racist, last year. The year prior, in 2020, Washington, D.C.'s NFL team did the same with its name, which was a racial slur against Native Americans. Now that team is called the Commanders. As Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, economic pressures played a role in turning the corner in a long campaign.
We've had strong evidence since the early 2000s that Indian mascots are harmful, says Ariane Eason, a professor of psychology at UC Berkeley.
More than two decades of research shows that the use of Native mascots decreases Indigenous youth's self-esteem, community worth, and what they hope they can accomplish in the future.
Eason's work finds that these mascots also promote racist stereotypes of Native people.
As aggressive or savage or primitive.
Which makes sports fans feel comfortable dressing up in red face or hurling racist slurs at opposing teams. The American Psychological Association called for the retirement of these mascots in 2005, but it took 15 years and a different incentive for some pro teams to make the change.
Well, you know what? I think we can say conclusively in the end, it's money.
Kenneth Shropshire is CEO of the Global Sports Institute at Arizona State University. In the wake of George Floyd's murder, he says there was a national push to retire racist branding, and that put a spotlight on the Washington football team.
And that motivated a couple of key sponsors, FedEx and Nike, to say, you got to change the name.
And they did, rather than lose sponsorship deals. Crystal Echohawk is a citizen of the Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma and director of Illuminative, which focuses on media portrayals of Native people. She says Black Lives Matter helped advance this issue.
The ground had already been made fertile, right? And had been sort of sowed and tilled over decades and decades of Native-led organizing.
She hopes the same combination of social and economic pressure can topple mascots that remain.
Well, it's opening day for the Atlanta Braves, and we have teams like the Braves. We have teams like the Chicago Blackhawks.
And nearly 2,000 K-12 schools across the country still use Indian mascots, according to the National Congress of American Indians. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.